Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 20. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. This is a good warning for all of us. Just think about your day today, tomorrow. Based on this proverb, I want to encourage you to be extra careful with your words. Just to think intentionally, based on what God is saying to us in Proverbs 29, 20, to be hasty in your words is to be completely foolish. There's more hope for a fool than for you if you are hasty with your words. So God is saying, before you speak, before you say anything, be intentional today just to stop and think first and spend just a second or two in, pause, reflect, don't be hasty with your words. And not just what you say to others, but what you write. And certainly the application of Proverbs 29:20 would be, do not be hasty in your emails. Do not be hasty to text. Do not be hasty to post this or that. Pause and really think about what you are saying. Are your words edifying? Are your words true? Are your words helpful? Are your words beneficial to those who will hear them or read them? And ultimately, are your words glorifying to God? Like, that requires a lot of self-control in our speech and a lot of intentionality to really think before we speak. So based on this proverb, let's pray for one another to not be hasty with our words today. God, please help us to be self-controlled in our speech. We think about James chapter 3, how our tongues are a world of evil among the parts of our body, and they're like a fire that is out of control if we do not, by the power of your Spirit in us, keep our words under control. So God, please help us to be intentional, reflective, thoughtful, careful with our words in every way we communicate them. God, before we say anything, even before we pray, we think about admonition from your word to not enter into your presence and just start speaking without thinking. God, help us to be intentional as we pray, as we communicate with others, certainly as we write things down or send them to others, post them before a variety of other people, send people messages. And God, we pray in all of this, you'd help us to end up speaking in ways that are good for others and glorifying to you, edifying and helpful and beneficial, and use our words to build others up today, to speak wisdom into others, to speak that which is right and true and good. Oh God, help us to speak the gospel today. Help us to be intentional to speak the greatest news in the world to somebody around us today. And God, we pray for people who don't have a Christian around them who can speak the words of life in Jesus to them. God, we pray specifically for the Yinuo Norsu people of China, this remote minority people group in China, 668,000 of them, no known followers of Jesus. God, please cause someone to go and spread the gospel and give them anointing and power as they speak words of life to the Yinuo Norsu people that they might be saved. Oh God, please be glorified through our words today. Help us not to be hasty in our use of them. In Jesus' name we pray, according to your word. Amen.